from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the lesson is read from 1 Thessalonians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've heard it said in days of old that theology is the queen of the sciences. But of course, you've probably already heard here that it's not really a science, it's an art. Specifically, theology is the art of explaining to the laity that the Bible doesn't really mean what it says. Or at least sometimes it feels like that. There's a temptation to that in the study of theology and in the learning of the things of God. And it's easier to recognize that art or artifice in others. So we can have a good laugh at the Baptist who has a hard time explaining away Acts 2, 38 and 39, or Romans chapter 6, or Colossians chapter 2. It can be downright uncomfortable to read an Orthodox Presbyterian explaining away how St. John says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world." Or in 1 John that our Lord Jesus Christ died not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Likewise, we can see the struggle of wanting to fall into the artifice of theology, of explaining away what the Bible says, when we read a Roman Catholic commentary on Romans chapter 3 and 4, Galatians chapter 2. But like every temptation, it's common to all men. It's common to us as well. And so when we come to a lesson like we have today from the end of an epistle, there's a particular temptation amongst Lutherans to explain away, to explain to the laity that the Bible doesn't really mean what it says. When, especially at the end of the epistles, the apostle exhorts us to a struggle, invites us into a crucible of faith. Have you felt that tug to want to explain this away? And so when St. Paul says, "Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Don't quench the spirit. Test everything. Abstain from every form of evil." You know what I'm talking about already, right? Let's categorize this as law and that it doesn't have to mean what it says. Categorize this as law and you're excused from the struggle of the faith. Beloved, our preaching should sound like St. Paul's preaching. Our preaching should sound like the preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, who invites us into a struggle whose prerequisite is the free forgiveness of sins by the mercies of God. But once you're washed, once you're cleansed, once you're sanctified, once you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, once you've confronted your sins, once you've heard the gospel, in other words, once you've lived through Romans 2, 3, 4, 5, comes Romans 6, comes Romans 7, Romans 8, little break for 9, 10, and 11 about a very specific theological topic, and we're back to it, Romans 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And here in 1 Thessalonians, it's the same way. You are baptized. You belong to the Lord. Your salvation is secure. You've been put on the foundation, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the only foundation which any man may build upon, our Lord Jesus Christ. You belong to him. You're safe in him. But you have a destiny in him to be the child of God. And that's a struggle. You've been called as a soldier of the Lord, St. Paul says. And soldiers fight. So, beloved, pray without ceasing. I hope you pray without ceasing. I hope you're driven to prayer by everything that happens in your life. And if this word condemns you today, repent, find forgiveness, and then go forth and do better. Test everything. Especially if you end up reading something that makes it sound like you're trying to explain the Bible away. Test everything and hold fast to what is good. And abstain from every form of evil. Look for opportunities to walk the other way from sin, not look for excuses to get as close to you as you can to sin without being forced to call it sinning. That's the Christian life. That's why all the epistles follow this pattern. You belong to Jesus. He's cleansed you and forgiven you and set you on his own foundation. Now build on that foundation. Not with wood, hay, stubble, and straw. Build on it with precious stones and gold and silver. The Lord will bless your efforts by his grace. The Lord will sustain you by his grace. The Lord will call you to new struggles in and by his grace. And in all this, you will find that the God of peace himself will sanctify you completely. And your whole spirit, soul, and body shall be kept blameless till the coming of your Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.